This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas filling in for Antonia Gonzalez. Native women are a key part of the business world, and women leadership was discussed this week at the Reservation Economic Summit in Las Vegas. The event is put together by the National Center for American Indian Enterprise Development. Yon Tiger is a travel attorney and has a business called Show Nation. When it comes to women-led businesses, Tiger says women bring something different, including a different mindset than their male counterparts. And also, she says Native women are often the breadwinners for their families.
Sometimes they're the main person in their family that's providing an income. And it's not always just because they're a single mother, it's just because of circumstances. Sometimes they're the ones that are providing the money for the family and for their, and even outside of their immediate family. A lot of times they're the caregivers for our parents and our siblings and, you know, nieces and, you know, whoever needs the help. We're charged with that responsibility.
Margot Gray is a board member of the National Center. She wears many hats and has been a part of RES for many years. She says women-led businesses are continuing on the up and up. And when it comes to giving women, especially Indigenous women, advice, she says make sure to have a plan.
Do your homework. And I'm telling you, you can go to Barnes & Noble or any bookstore and look how to get into business. You know, just follow a process. I just encourage everyone, if you have that dream, don't overthink it. Do your homework and then be ready to take that risk.
Keynote speakers this week had words of encouragement for attendees like Dakota Lewis, a professional bull rider from Browning, Montana. He says when Indigenous people put their mind to work, they can do powerful things, including Native youth.
You know, dream big, work hard, and just believe in yourself. You know, it's going to be hard at times, but it's going to be worth it. Anything that's worth it is, you know, definitely going to test you. And just know that you're not alone. Everybody struggles through things. There's good days and there's better days. And just to know that Creator has a plan for all of us and just keep pushing forward. And the only limit is the limit you put on yourself.
More than 4,000 people are gathered together, including tribal leaders, members of Congress, federal agency representatives, state and local officials, and top CEOs to discuss entrepreneurship, business, and mentorship in Indian country. The summit wraps up Thursday. Competition is heating up at the Arctic Winter Games, an event that many have dubbed as the Olympics of the North. The Matanuska-Susitna Valley near Anchorage is hosting the games this year, the first time the international competition has been in Alaska in a decade. So far, Team Alaska leads the ulu count, medals that are shaped like a native ulu, a carved knife for cutting fish and game. The Yukon and Northwest Territories are in second and third place. Besides the United States, which is represented by Alaska, the Arctic nations include Canada, Greenland, Norway, Sweden, and Finland. The athletes range in age from 11 to 18. At opening ceremonies last weekend, Alfred Tellman, an elder from the Kinnick Tribal Council, welcomed the crowd.
Whether you win or not, you're all winners. Whether you medal or not, you're all winners. You've come a long ways to get here. You've done a lot to be here.
One of the big challenges for Greenland's team was raising the money to travel. But Carl Davidson, who is the Greenlandic government's official representative for the Games, says sports are one way to help young people balance both modern and traditional life.
The sports world in Greenland is very much influenced by the European style. And the Arctic Games are very much less to find in Greenland.
Davidson says Indigenous games like the one-foot high kick have gained popularity in his country thanks to Greenland's participation in the Arctic Winter Games. The event encompasses a wide range of competitions, from winter sports like figure skating and speed skating to downhill and cross-country skiing. But the Dene Games and other Indigenous sporting events make the Arctic Winter Games a one-of-a-kind event. Alaska Governor Wally Hickel and other Arctic Nation leaders founded the Games in 1959 to bring circumpolar peoples together. The manager of this year's Games, Karen Land, says they will help Alaska build bonds for the future.
It is very special to celebrate that. And the great thing about the Games is that the participants all come and they're strangers, but by the end of the week, they are friends and lifelong friends. And it's just amazing to watch.
The Games run through Saturday. I'm Jill Freitas.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing millions of dollars of scholarships to Native students every year. Applications are accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org or by phone at 800-766-FUND. The Indian Arts and Crafts Board promotes Indian artists of federally recognized tribes through its online source directory. Information on this no-charge opportunity available at doi.gov/IACB, who support this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.